Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. We are counting on you. We chose you because you chose us. We love you because you first loved us. Bringing the children before the Lord today to heal their bodies, to protect them, to guide them, to direct them, the mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace. So good afternoon. Thank you for coming on Tuesday. Prayer line for the children, where we pray for the children. God said, bring the children to him. Don't stop them from coming. When they say they want Jesus, let them come, no matter how young they are. They need to be saved. They need to be protected. I'm the shadow of his almighty wings. So we thank God today. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if she would sing a song to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended in the presence of the King. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended in the presence of
amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Vivian. I want you to know that Mother Fanny is on, but she's only going to listen today. And right now okay. We have Sister Mary. Sister Mary Nichols is on with us to pray. So.
Okay. What about Esther? Not Esther.
No, she listens.
Okay. We have been leaving God for in his presence today. Hearts will be mended. Healing taking place. Praise God. All right. We're going to start off with Sister Mary. Sister Mary, can you pray for the children in war-torn countries where the war is still real bad in Afghanistan and Ukraine?
I'm sorry. Yes, I will. That just touched the spot. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you are, all that you have done for us, our salvation, as well as strengthening us and bringing us together to pray to the King of Kings. Oh, Lord, we're just grateful. Lord, Sister Vivian has asked me to pray for children in war-torn places. Lord, so much of our world is now a war-torn place. Countries against country, Ukraine, the children in Russia that even our church has contact with, oh, Lord, and the people, the children from America that were even left in Afghanistan, and those Christian families who didn't even attempt to leave Afghanistan because they said, "Who, if we leave, who will be here to tell our people about Jesus?" Lord, I just ask that you continue to protect them, to provide for them in countries around the world that are war-torn. We have our brothers and sisters in Nigeria and Cameroon who are fighting for their existence and their right to represent Christ. Help us, Lord. America is a war-torn place for Christians getting to be and for the children who are here. Lord, there's that spiritual war that's going on all around the world. We just ask you, Lord, be our general, be our leader, be our who you are, Lord, and let us fight under your banner as your children to fight for the children of the world. We just praise you, Lord, and thank you for all you do and all you have done and all you are doing. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you to help them all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister G, can you pray for children that are adopted and being adopted, that they get into good Christian homes?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, you are an amazing God. And you said you knew the children before you shaped and formed them in their mother's belly. And you already know the end of their lives from the beginning. So, Father, we are grateful for the children that you birthed into this world. But many of them, oh, God, are not with their birth parents. Many of them are in group homes. Many of them are in facilities and shelters, Lord. But they ache and they hurt because they don't have a mother or a person they can call mama or daddy of their own. And they see many children being, you know, adopted by families, and they desire to be adopted. So, Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for the desires of their heart coming forth. But, Lord, not just any family for them to be adopted in, but Christian people, people who believe in you, people who trust in you, people who call on the name of Jesus, people who are sold out for you, people who truly love children and just don't want to, you know, adopt them to serve them, but to be loved, to be cared for, to be nurtured, oh God. And so, Father, I thank you for great homes for the children that are desiring to be adopted. And many of them have difficulty. They have difficulty adjusting to situations because they've been in this home and that home and this foster care and that foster care, and they've lost trust. But give them, excuse me, a family, a father, a mother, sister, brother that they can trust, where they can just, you know, feel at home and they feel welcomed, and give them the love and the nurturing and the care that they need. And we appreciate that you are going to find great homes, parents, oh God, who know you, who trust in you, and who pray for the children. And we thank you ahead of time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we're lifting up the young people, oh God, that are attempting suicide, oh God. Lord God, we're coming against that spirit this afternoon, Lord God. Oh God, for Sister Terry's granddaughter that, oh God, posted a note and ran, Father God. We lift them up to you, Lord God, all those, oh God, Father God, that their mind is going this way and that way and they are troubled, oh God. Father God, we deliver them from this Philistine, this evil spirit that's trying to plague them, God, in the name of Jesus, and make them think they want to take their children's lives, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, take their lives, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, take anybody's life, oh God. Father, look on our young people, oh God, that's going through mental situations, oh, Father God, and think that they just need to take their children's lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Oh, God, Lord God, for caring for these children, oh, God, that's in the hands of bipolar and all kind of mental disorders, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, some of them in the hands of drugs, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, we are praying, oh, God, right now, God. Oh, God, that these children be taken out of the hands of unwanted parents, a parent that have all kind of disorders, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, save the children. Hallelujah. Praise God. Save the children, oh, God. Oh, God, from all, oh, God, this turmoil that they have to face, oh, God, when they are in our homes, oh, God, that, oh, Father God, feel like the parent or the mother doesn't want them anymore. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh, God, we know that you can send your guardian angels right down there, God, where they are, oh, God. And, Lord, your angels, oh, God, will take them up and keep them, oh, God, from all the trauma. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, oh, Father God, for that baby that was stabbed, she's going to live in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that one that was lost, oh, God, is being returned back, God, in the name of Jesus. And no suicide attempts, oh, God, will, oh, God, harm them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not even the parents, oh, God, the mother or the father, they will not take their lives. God, but the love of God will overshadow them, oh, God, and cause them, oh, God, to know how to fall in love with Jesus, oh, God, because it's all about you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we cry out, oh, Jesus, help these children, oh, God, Father God, that's being scattered here and there, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, God, from parents, oh, God, that is planning suicidal attempts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, God, that you are God of grace and mercy. Now take over, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Sister Lee.
I want to let you know we have Sister Lanny is on with us now, too.
Okay, Sister Lanny.
Okay, and I wanted to ask, we have Brother James Burton on with us and Minister Eloise. Brother James, do you want to pray or you want to listen?
I can pray.
Okay. So you got Brother James on with us. And hold on, let me see. Hold on just 1 second. Minister, do you want to pray?
No, I'll just listen in.
Okay. And we have Sister Annette.
I'm driving today, so I'm going to have to listen, Sister G.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Sister Mary, pray for children that are being abused in homes.
Okay. Oh, so that we can call you, depend on you for those things that a father would do. And yes, Lord, a mother in the home and respectful treatment among brothers and sisters in the home and other people who come through. Lord, there are children, and you know about them, who are at home, but home is not a safe place to be. It's not a home where there is love and respect and care for individual children. There are homes where people actually pit their children against each other or a parent against the child. Lord, you see all of those things, and we just ask you that by your grace, by homes, to truly become places where children are safe, where children feel loved, and that the malice and the wickedness of adults and other older children in the home would not be manifested and affect the development children in the home, and that those children will all learn what it means to have a father and mother or a loving grandparent, people in the home who will protect them, provide for them, pray for them, and help them to do, to learn to grow up loving you and the people in their home as Yeshua, and help those adults and others in the home over the children to help them to develop their mind, their heart, into being Christian, your children. We just ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sister G, pray for our teams out here that's running and breaking in cars and stealing, that they will go find a job and go to work.
Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we cancel that wayward spirit, that spirit of rebellion in our teams, oh God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for their protection, their guidance and direction. Father, we thank you for spiritual parents adopting them so that they, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, can get a revelation of what's right and what's wrong and the consequences in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for boys and girls clubs or YMCAs where children are doing meaningful activities rather than stealing or robbing or whatever mischief they could get into. I thank you for parents, Lord God, having rules in the home in the name of Jesus, having a time for the children to come in at a certain time, knowing where their children are at all times. Their parents would say, listen, I need you to be home by 3 o'clock. Make sure you're home right after school. Having the children become accountable, even when they're young, giving them instructions. I think that our children, Lord God, will have supervision from their parents and even neighborhood watch again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that even people, you know, when we see them on the street, godly people will say, listen, I think you need to go home. Listen, your parents are waiting for you. And so, Father, many children are out and about on their own, not thinking it's fun to do many things, fun to, you know, throw a brick in a window or fun to, you know, steal a car, a hot rod a car. But, Lord, I thank you that the truth will set them free. Send someone to tell them the truth. Many children have never been on the steps of a church before. But I thank you, Lord God, that they will be taught of you. They will learn of you at an early age so they can have peace in their lives rather than a prison sentence or rather than going to being arrested in the name of Jesus. So we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're going to do in our children's life. And we appreciate you. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers. Protect them from going away following after the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare they will follow after you. They'll begin to learn who you are, and they'll begin to run after you. They will run after the wrong things, but they'll run after the right way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Lane, can you pray for children, cover the children from all hurt, harm, and accidents and any school shootings?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise God. So, Father, we just love you. I'm so blessed that we have this time with you, God, to step away from the norm of our day and to be in your presence, to touch one another in agreement that we are convinced that you're our peace, you're our hope, you're our joy, you're our love, and you're our grace and our mercy, our strong tower. All that we need is in you through Christ Jesus. We give you praise, God, and we bless you for that in Jesus' name. We do come on behalf of our children. They are exposed to things by being in the world. We birthed them in, and you allowed them to come through us. And, Father, you are holding us responsible that we protect them, that we teach them, we tell them about you. And, Father, before, after, and doing all of that, God, we just need the miracle of your presence with them even right now in Jesus' name, that they can know that there is God, not just a God, but the God of heaven who truly loves them and purposed them to be born and that they are necessary in the earth. And no matter what comes their way, the parents who don't know what children are for that mistreat them, teachers and other people who don't know what children are for and mistreat them, they need a revelation of who they are. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you will send ministry to them, somebody through school, church, wherever they are, where there is a person of faith who will tell them about how much you love them and how much you desire for them to give their life to you, that you want them back. You want them to join the body of Christ by confessing with their mouth and believing in their heart that you raised Jesus from the dead and that salvation is available. They confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts in Jesus' name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that ministry to come to them. I pray for the miracle of your word and your angels. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Whatever state they're in, wherever they are, children are all, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus, that they hear about you, so God that you are. And in spite of what they see, feel, or hear, there is hope for them. And when hurt comes and when harm comes and when these evil things come to them, and if they have a revelation of who you are, you said that you will give us hope that make us not ashamed. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, we do plead the blood of Jesus. We bind the enemy and all the assaults that cause the children to hurt or pain, accidents and school shootings and things where there are people who don't know what children are for and may abuse them. I pray, God, by the miracle of your own word and your own name, God, that you will give them a revelation by the Holy Ghost. By God, that they have a safe place in your heart. Philippians say to live is Christ and to die is gain, but we pray, God, you allow them to live and gain access to their purpose so that they can help some other child, even their parents, to know you. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over teachers and personnel in school and families and homes, the drivers of cars, wherever their children have to be or happen to be, God, that there's somebody praying, interceding in their behalf to protect them through that word of confession. You said in Revelation 12 and 11 that they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. So we pray, God, that they will be equipped with words of their testimony because the blood of the Lamb is settled and there is nothing too hard for you. God, you can protect them. And we ask that you will do that. Cover them in the name of Jesus. The grace of that, the mercy of that. We thank you for that kind of compassion. And we plead your precious blood right now. We send your word that you can heal them and strengthen them, that they will have hope. And hope that maketh not ashamed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you can keep them from hurt, harm, danger, accidents, and then restore them and purpose them for your good according to your plan. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Brother James, can you pray for children behind that's going to prison that they don't be judged for the color of their skin or the nationality, but according to the crime that they have committed?
And Father, we just pray for those right now. We lift up those that's even in the prison system and in the jail. Father, that you would renew their strength day by day. And Father, that they take on the mind of you. And we just come up against every prison and jail mentality and that thing right now that's causing them to be incarcerated and in bondage right now, Lord God, that every chain is being broken. Father, even those right now, Lord God, that's been wrongfully profiled, racially profiled right now, Lord God, that you would restore whatever the locust, the cankerworm, and the palmer was eaten, that you would restore them, Lord God, even back to their rightful place, that you would restore them, Lord God, back to their homes and their communities, Lord God, even to their families right now, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, position them, Lord God, even in their marriage right now, Lord God. But I thank you right now, Father, that you're doing a work inside them. We come up against every arrested development right now, Lord God, and those things right now, Lord God, that would try to cause confusion right now, Lord God, but you've given them love, power of a sound mind. And I pray right now that every record is being sealed in the Holy Ghost. And Father, that you would be the lawyer in the courtroom, Lord God, that you would order the steps. But Father, I thank you for spiritual rehabilitation right now, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you would open up the eyes of their understanding even the more, Lord God, that change will occur. Father, that I pray right now for true repentance right now, Lord God, for each individual like never before. It's in Jesus' name that you would restore their position right now, Lord God. So I thank you right now, Father, even those right now, Lord God, that's even being released right now, Lord God, that Father, hallelujah, that they will receive, Lord God, even the training, Lord God, even the Lord God, those things that's even needed right now, Lord God, they restore them back to the community right now, Lord God. And Father, despite of, Lord God, whatever what was going on, Lord God, you know that you look at the heart, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you right now as man has overlooked them. You have already looked them over. You've already positioned them right now in Jesus' name. And, Father, hallelujah, those things right now that they came through, any type of trauma, Father, hallelujah, Father, I just pray right now, Lord God, that you would give them rest. Every word that was spoken against them, Lord God, even from a young age, Father, it shall not be established in the earth. But, Father, that you would, Lord God, restore them, Lord God, rebuild them right now, resuscitate them, revive them right now, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now for the repositioning right now, Lord God, that you will order their steps. But, Father, reveal and expose the hidden things. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you've already prepared a table for them, even in the presence of their enemies right now, Lord God. But, Father, I thank you for renewing their strength day by day. I just pray right now, Lord God, that they will develop even a stronger and a closer relationship right now with you and your word, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, even those right now, Lord God. Father, hallelujah, it's not about a race right now, Lord God, but it's about the people right now, Lord God, that Father, hallelujah, you will build them up. I just pray right now, Lord God, for even true salvation, healing, and deliverance in their lives. I thank you right now, Lord God, and we speak it, Lord God, even for a mindset, Lord God, a change of mind, that they take on the mind of you right now, that they speak those things that be not as though they are. But I do ask by faith that you would move who you need to move out of that way and place you need to place in that way, that you would get all the honor, praise, and the glory. And Father, hallelujah, there, lay aside those weights right now, Lord God, that thing that's holding them down, that's keeping them, Lord God, in bondage right now. The anointing right now is totally annihilated right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I just ask that also that you give them rest. Hide them up under your wings and your tent, protect and shield them from all hurt, harm, danger, even that try to come there down to the dwelling right now, Lord God, that you would cause them be better and not bitter right now, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, that if you would build them up right now, Lord God, even more in their faith, Lord God, their confidence and their hope in the things of you, Lord God, that you would open up the eyes of their understanding even the more right now, Lord God. So, Father, I just thank you right now, and I ask that you would be that lamp to their feet and the light to their path right now, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, that take on the mind of you, because you know the thoughts that you have toward them are good and not of evil. We call them forth. We call them out. We call a clarion call to every man, every child right now, Lord God, from the younger to the elders. We call them forth out of those dark places into your marvelous light. We call them forth, Father, hallelujah, even from that poverty mentality right now, Lord God, and those things that so easily beset them and it's causing them right now, Lord God, that will put you in the box, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. And I thank you for the victory. I thank you right now, Lord God, for a greater right now, Lord God, even a greater in the stirring in their belly right now, Lord God. They will hear instructions, directions from you, that they could open up the eyes of their understanding even the more, Lord God. Father, I just ask right now, Lord God, that you would move upon them like never before. It's in Jesus' name. But this is not by our might, nor by our power, but it's by your Spirit, says the Lord, that you would add a super to their natural right now, Lord God, that you would comfort them right now. Those right now, Lord God, that's dealing with rejection and, Lord God, those things right now, Lord God, that they're holding into, Lord God, those things from the past, that you would renew their mind day by day right now, Lord God. But, Father, I pray your absolute perfect will be done, not our will. Those that even that was being abused, Lord God, that's being tortured and tormented right now, Lord God. Those that's even, Lord God, even contemplating on suicide, the blood of Jesus against it right now. Father, we come up against all gang violence right now, Lord God, gang initiation. Father, those right now, Lord God, hallelujah. That has even given up hope, Lord God. Those that's poor in spirit, that they shall be fed and they shall be filled, Lord God. The seeds being sown, they come into the fullness of it. So I thank you right now, Lord God. You're raising up, Lord God, these leaders. You're raising up these men of valor. You're raising up, Lord God, these superstructures. Even in such a time as this, they will speak your word with the level of authority and boldness. And Father, we just lift up, Lord God, hallelujah. Even, Lord God, even our sons right now, Lord God. Those right now, Lord God, that's near and dear to us right now, Lord God, and we just speak it that they will do what's right in your eyesight. They will walk in your ways, and I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're raising up these king and priests right now, Lord God, and you're raising up, Lord God, Father, these men of valor, Lord God, that will take their rightful position, Lord God, not only in their home, but in your kingdom and in your army. So we thank you right now for the victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we, oh God, is bringing the children before you that they will, oh God, learn to obey their parents as parents is trying to talk to them and teach them the right way, but they decide to go another way. God, we pray, God, that they'll recognize, oh God, that what they are doing to their lives, that they are shortening their lives, Father God, that they are doing things to cause their lives to be uprooted, Lord God, to end up behind prison bars, God. Lord God, we're lifting up disobedient children, God, that they will, oh God, learn to obey and authority, whether it's the parent or the teacher, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, we pray Holy Spirit will convict them, oh God, and they will repent of their sins, oh God, and desire to walk before you, Lord God, and obey, God. Obedience is better than sacrifice, you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're lifting up those children, oh God, that just refuse authority. They don't want to be under authority. They don't want anybody to tell them anything. They don't want to do the right things, God. But, Lord, we know that you know all things, oh, God, and what they are going through. As my brother just prayed, oh, God, Father God, you know what they are facing. You know, oh, God, how demon spirits are ravaging their mind, oh, Father God. So we take authority over every thought, over the mind that, oh, God, got them confused and got them, oh, God, all in a frenzy, Father God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we take authority over their mind and plead the blood, God, oh, God, where they are too young to really understand, God, we know that the Holy Spirit can convict them and they'll come to full understanding, oh, God, of how they should obey and what they should obey, oh, God, Father God. And be obedient children, oh, God, so that they can eat the bread of the land, oh, God, and walk up right before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh, in the name of Jesus, what you're doing with our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, you God, you said you sought for a man to stand in the gap and make up the head, but you couldn't find none, God. Oh, God, because they all have disobeyed, oh, God, and fallen into traps, oh, God. Father God, we are decreeing that they come out of these traps and out of bondage, oh God, and be set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right, Sister G, pray for our children, yes, that we don't have any more children than John or Coates.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God. And you don't want anybody lost. You don't want anybody going the evil way in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, oh, God, that our children will be taught your way at a very early age, God, that they would not go the way of the enemy, that they would go your way, follow after your will. So, Father, you said, how can somebody know unless they're taught? So I thank you for teaching, oh, God, Bible school teachers and pastors and apostles and prophets that will begin to teach the children, oh God, the things, the wrong and that they're getting into the wrong direction, the wrong way, so that, Lord God, they would know what's right, what's wrong, and they would get a sense of, no, I can't go that way. No, I'm not going to do that. But they're ignorant. You said the truth will set them free. But, Father, we decree and declare that our children will not follow after wrong teachings, wrong ways, the cults, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, but they will follow after righteousness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They will not go in the wrong direction. They will be taught about you in the name of Jesus. So we break every generational curse of a cult in the name of Jesus from their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that the curse is broken off of them in the name of Jesus. All curses in the name of Jesus, all false teaching, oh God, is broken from our children's lives. They will be taught the truth at an early age. You said, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not. So, Father, we thank you, God, that the teachings of Satan will not even come near their ears. In the name of Jesus, every satanic, demonic conspiracy, oh God, that tries to come into the lives of our children, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. We destroy every occult spirit that would try to attach itself to our children, that would try to teach our children about the enemy. I thank you, Lord God, that they will learn about who you are, that you created them into this world in the name of Jesus. And every occult spirit, every occult teaching is canceled from the lives of our children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Mary, pray for children. They won't just join gay spirit because others are joining it just to say that they are gay.
Sarah, I'm sorry. Just ask that you would lead children into righteousness and that all made in an image of God would also be follower of you and of your way. You said you created this male and female. And we thank you for that, Lord. The children are being influenced at an early age to believe all kinds of things. They're learning the alphabet by all kinds of choices of sexual identification. We just ask you, Lord, to help the children to know and to be taught that as you have made us male and female, you have made us in a certain way, and that these children would not claim the term gay, which is actually a changing even of the meaning of words, so that they would not claim that they are gay. They would not be led to experiment or to just want to be with an in crowd, that in the name of Jesus, we hope to find a way out for those beliefs and practices. Help them, Lord, to do as you claim the name of Jesus as proclaiming the name of God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to say,
amen. Sister Lane, can you pray for a parent or watch what children are watching on TV and on their cell phones or whatever?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have it all seeing eye, and you know what the things that children are seeing are in the media, on television and through the internet and other social media, Facebook and other things. Father, we pray, God, that you put a guard on their mind that they can begin to discern what's desirable for them and what's undesirable for them. I got to lift up their parents and other people who monitor them, other guardians or whoever have that place of authority, that they would take an initiative to look at their phones every now and then, to even stand and listen to some of their conversations every now and then, go into their rooms and be elevated and be educated about what's going on in their children's life, who they're talking to, who they're spending time with, and most of all, when they're alone, when they get on their social media devices. Father, we pray that the parents will have and talk to the children ahead of time about a plan as to what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. I pray, God, for the move of the Holy Spirit, that the children once again will have a relationship with you. They will invite you into their heart, into their life, so that he who is Holy Spirit will help guide them to what's appropriate for them to see and participate in, because the ear gate and the eye gate are ways for them, for things to get into their souls. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. We pray, plead the blood of Jesus over those entrances in the name of Jesus, that the enemy would not depart from things that will cause footholds, strongholds of any kind. And we thank you, Father, for parents who are vigilant, parents who are educated spiritually to know what is appropriate and what is not, and even for parents who don't know you yet, that they will already set some kind of standard, some kind of guide, some kind of standard for the children and pay attention to what the children are doing, and they become knowledgeable. So if there's a need, they will know how to help them. They will know how to turn them up, to teach them they can be turned around, let them be trained in righteousness. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, God. And now we do plead the blood of Jesus over their eyes and their ears, that, Father, your presence will be there to protect them and to keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. They will attach their lives to people that they meet online, things such as that. We just ask, God, for your divine intervention. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother James, can you pray for those that are oppressed and depressed and close us out?
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you right now, and we lift up those right now, Lord God, that's dealing with the spirit of oppression and depression. Father, that you would move upon their mind. Father, that thing right now, Lord God, that crept in unawares, and Father, that thing that caused them, Lord, caused the distraction of them to be disturbed, the blood of Jesus against it right now, you giving them love, power, and of a sound mind. Father, that thing even try to come through, cause them to be isolated or desolated, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. And devil, you is a lie. You will not have their mind. Father, anything, Lord God, anything that was trying to linger, every residue of the enemy, Father, every fingerprint, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. And Father, I thank you for renewing their strength day by day, but allow them to be mindful right now, Lord God, that there's nothing lost in the kingdom. But Father, I ask that you would build them up, Lord God, even in their most holy faith. But Father, allow them to be mindful, Lord God, that the weapons of their warfare are not carnal but mighty through you, through the pulling down of stronghold. And that thing right now, Lord God, that would try to creep in unawares, that thing that's so easy to beset them, and that thing right now, Lord God, that's causing them, Lord God, not to, Lord God, to run from you and not to you, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. But Father, I just pray a greater quickening, even in their belly, cause a greater stirring right now, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, that you would bring that thing back to their remembrance right now, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, and Father, anyone right now, Lord God, that's, Lord God, even those that's been diagnosed, and those right now, Lord God, they even try to be medicated, Father, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. Father, you are greater. So we put these things under your name, because your name is above all names. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the victory and your peace that surpasses all understanding. And Father, as we come in agreement right now, praying with the spirit of expectation right now, Lord God, that the prayers is already sitting before you. We seal into the blood of Jesus right now, Lord God, and we just come up against all backlashing and the backbiting spirit, the spirit of retaliation and hindrance and anything right now, Lord God, that would try to creep in unawares, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that we are victorious. I thank you right now, Lord God, Father, hallelujah, for the turnaround. I thank you for answered prayers, and I thank you that your hand is stretched out still. So, Lord, we pray right now, Lord God, that it is already done, and it is so, in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each one of you.
Thank you all for coming on. We love you. Look forward to hearing from y'all soon. Thank you. Love y'all. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you.
Amen. Thank you. Have a great day.
Amen.